The Gemara raises a question about, after we discuss being mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, ben Prakim, in the middle of Prakim, the Gemara raises the question, what about Halal Megillah? Is one allowed to be mafsik during Halal Megillah? The Svara to say yes, that you can be mafsik, is that if you can be mafsik during Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa, Kal v'chomer Halal Megillah, which is Rabbanan. The Svara to say no, is that it's Prisumenisa. So since it involves Prisumenisa, it has that added element. The Gemara paskins that we are posik for Halal Megillah, the same way we are for Kriya Shema, even though it has that element of Prisumenisa. The Gemara then tells us that we're not always posik during Halal. Days when a Yachid is Gomer Bahenes a Halal, you can't stop at Emtza, but on other days when Yachid is not Gomer Ben as a Halal, like Halal and Rosh Chodesh and the like, one can stop in middle of Halal. The fact that there was a story of Ravina not stopping in the middle of a Halal, that was only because he didn't really view the person that had greeted him as anyone special. Rav Bar Shiva is not someone who was chashuv to him. The Gemara then moves on to tell us that, raise a question that seems completely unrelated to anything else we were talking about whether Ti'ima is permitted on a tainus. Is one allowed to taste something, a little bit of food on a tainus? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that ti'ima does not need a bracha and is mutter to do on a tainus, assuming that it's less than a shear of a revius. Once it's past the revius, then it's already too much. Then the Gemara goes on to tell us that you can't go out of your way to be nosing shalom to anybody before davening, and you also can't do other things, other chafatzim, other things that a person may be interested in doing, taking care of his own needs before davening. We have to take care of the Ribbono Shel first, and then we can take care of our other needs, and then we can go and greet other people. The Gemara then offers two interpretations of a pasuk, v'saveya yalin bal yifkad ra. One interpretation is that you shouldn't read it saveya, but rather sheva, that if a person goes 7 nights without having a dream, so it's a bad sign for him. The other interpretation is, no, keep it as saveya. Saveya yalin, if a person goes to sleep satiated, what kind of satiation? Satiated with Divrei Torah, then it's a good sign. He's not going to hear Besuros Ra'os through the course of the rest of that night. On Amud Beis, we begin a discussion, a machlokas, a question the Gemara raises, Chozer V'yomer Emes V'enu Chozer V'yomer Emes. When a person says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, at the end of Kriya Shema, does he say Emes again when he begins the parsha of Emes V'yatzav or Emes V'emuna? Gemara has a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, you do say Emes again. Rabbi says, you don't. And not only does he say you don't, but he seemed to mock those who did, as if they had some sort of MS disease where they had to constantly say the word MS. The Gemara then gets into a discussion of saying an abridged version of the third paragraph of Shema. Is that permissible, or do we assume that once you begin to say the third paragraph of Shema, one needs to complete the third paragraph of Shema? Rabbi Yosef thought that it was great to say the abridged version. He said there's a great Mili Ma'aliyasa that we heard, a great teaching that we heard, but Abaye was not so keen on it. Abaye says, we do begin to say the third parasha of Shema, and once we begin to say it, we hold that we have to complete saying the third parasha of Shema. Then the Gemara gives us a very interesting nusach, an alternative of how to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim with a modem manach lelach rather than saying the third parasha of Shema. Then a little bit later on in the daf, the Gemara gives us, even though the Mishnah gave us a reason that we have the Seder Parshios of Shema the way we have it, with Shema, then Vayim Shemoa, and then Vayomer, the Gemara offers a different reason, not rejecting the Mishnah's reason, but it offers a different reason, namely that Shema includes three themes. It includes Lima Torah, Lelame Torah, and Maisa, and Lasos. Vahaya only has two themes, Lelame Torah and Lasos, and Vayomer only has Lasos. So we go down in the number of themes. It's in descending order. And then the Gemara tells us that a person should wear tefillin before reciting Kriya Shema. Gemara says, Rav Mashi Yadei V'kara Kriya Shema V'anach Tefillin V'tzali. Rav said Kriya Shema and then put on tefillin, but the Gemara explains he only had to do that because the guy who was bringing him his tefillin arrived late, and therefore it was the end of his man Kriya Shema, so he had to already say Kriya Shema. And then the daf concludes at the very bottom of Daf Yudalad and Beis by telling us that if one says Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's as if he's doing three different things. Edus Sheker on himself, he's bringing an Ola without a Mincha, without an accompanying Mincha, and he's bringing a Zevach without the accompanying Nesachim. That is Brachos Daf Yudalit.